Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, according to the news, Thanksgiving 2021 will be the busiest since the pandemic started, with an estimated increase of 3.2% over 2019's Thanksgiving travelers' figures. With all that traveling, you know that Thanksgiving dinners will be festive and filled with love and enjoyment. We did find a couple of articles to help you and your pets enjoy the holiday with friends and family while keeping everyone safe. Now, again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that, and it'll bring you to the blog for today. If you happen to be listening later on and you want to check out the links to the articles that we have, it's easy enough. Just go in the upper right of the blog, type in Thanksgiving Tips 2021, and it'll bring up the blog post associated with this podcast with links to the articles. Now, I'm only going to share a few of the tips because I do want you to read the entire article from the Red Cross and from Zoetis Pet Care. So again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, click on through to our blog, upper right, type in Thanksgiving Tips 2021 if you happen to be listening later on. Now, the Red Cross has some tips when it comes to cooking. The first one I want to share with you is watch your cooking. Always be attending to food you are cooking, whether on a stove, grill, or outdoor deep fryer. If you have to leave, turn off the stove or deep fryer or extinguish any fires. Walk away while you're cooking stuff. Bad things can happen. You know, pots can boil over, things can burn, grease can get set on fire. Just a lot of things could go wrong. So unless you want the fire department to put out the fire in your house, you need to be watching your cooking, watching what you're doing. Next tip that they have here is move loose articles. Dish rags, food containers, paper towels, even curtains should be moved out of the way of the stove. And while you're at it, avoid wearing any loose clothing or jewelry while cooking. Fire prevention is basically what it comes down to. Dish rags can get set on fire, you know, paper or cardboard food containers, paper towels. You may have a flare up on your gas stove and the curtains could get set on fire. It's happened. So definitely just keep all that out of the way. And again, avoid wearing any loose clothing or jewelry while cooking. And when I read that, the thing that came to mind is the movie Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't know if you recalled seeing the movie Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams. But there's a scene where Mrs. Doubtfire is cooking on the stove and she catches her shirt on fire and puts it out with a couple of pan lids. That's when I hear, you know, avoid wearing any loose clothing or jewelry while cooking. That's what I think of is, you know, the loose clothing is going to catch on fire just like Mrs. Doubtfire. So definitely avoid wearing any loose clothing or jewelry while you're cooking. And the last tip I want to share from the Red Cross is prepare for fire. They recommend keeping a pan lid or a cooking sheet nearby, as well as a fire extinguisher just in case. The lid or cookie sheet over a fire could help put it out, could help smother it. When it comes to a fire extinguisher, make sure it's rated for kitchen fires, including grease. Now, several years ago, we did do a podcast on fire extinguishers, and I think maybe we'll do a refresh on that coming up in maybe the next month or so. We'll do a refresh on different fire extinguishers and how they work with different fires and the importance of knowing the difference between all of them. But definitely you need, for your kitchen, you need a fire extinguisher that can handle several different types of fires, including grease. So make sure that you have that ready to go. Now, Zoetis, I'm sure I'm massacring the name, Zoetis Pet Care has some tips to keep your furry friends safe at Thanksgiving as well. They list off some danger foods. This I didn't know. I didn't know this. Don't give your pet dark turkey meat or ham, as well as avoid giving them turkey bones. Now, the turkey bones I knew, but as far as the dark meat or ham, I didn't know that you weren't supposed to give those to pets. They do recommend that you can give them a little bit of the white meat as long as it's not seasoned. But definitely avoid giving your pet dark turkey meat or ham. And then, of course, don't give them the turkey bones because these can splinter, you know, in their throats, in their stomachs. They could also cause a choking hazard. I knew that. I knew you weren't supposed to give pets like turkey bones, chicken bones for that reason. It also says here to avoid garlic, onions, leeks, and other seasonings like thyme and I think rosemary was in that list. Because these are toxic to pets. I knew garlic and onions and you know, of the onion family, I knew that you weren't supposed to give them that. But I didn't know that other seasonings like thyme and chives and stuff like that could be toxic as well. I didn't know that. They do have a list of good foods. Baby carrots, green beans, apples, sweet potato are all pet-friendly treats for your pet. It does mention pumpkin puree, but it specifically says not the spiced pie filling type pumpkin puree, just the straight up pumpkin puree. You can give those to your pets. I know that, you know, sweet potatoes are good for dogs. Our dogs love baby carrots. We've got a Chinese pug and we've got a Jack Russell dachshund. And both those girls, they love baby carrots. They love green beans. They love apples. Sweet potatoes. I think we gave them sweet potatoes a little bit. Absolutely love that as well. So, again, those are good foods that you can give your pets as a little treat for the holiday. So keep that in mind. Again, when it comes to the pumpkin puree, it does specifically state in the article, stay away from the spiced pie filling type pumpkin puree. You just want the straight, natural, unseasoned puree for your pet. And the last tip I want to share with you from Zoetis Pet Care is secure the bags. Make sure you secure your guests' bags and coats away from your pets, as items contained in them could make your pet sick. It mentioned sugar-free gum with xylitol is toxic to pets. Candy bars, obviously, because we're talking about chocolate. Chocolate is not good for your pets. And then human medications. You know, they could be deadly in some cases to your pets. So make sure that you have a room that is set aside for your guests' coats and bags that the pets cannot get into, just to keep them safe, you know. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, and click on through to our blog post. If you happen to be listening later on, that's okay. Just go in the upper right, type in Thanksgiving Tips 2021, and it'll bring up the blog post associated with this podcast with the article, links to the articles from Red Cross and Zoetis Pet Care. Again, I only shared a few tips from each of the articles because I want you to go and read the full articles. Lots of good information to keep you and your pets and your guests safe during this holiday season. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And we will not have a podcast next week because next week, Thursday, is Thanksgiving. So we hope you and yours have a safe, wonderful, and fabulous, delicious Thanksgiving with your friends and family.